So now we are joined in the studio with someone who I have known for a really long time, and I love when I get the opportunity to talk to her. It's Katie Motzinger, who is the Director of Development and Marketing for the Children's Attention Home, and we also love when our friends of the show bring guests as well. And
that's
so,
right.
Katie, I'm going to let you introduce who you brought with you and why she's here today.
Yes, so I am thrilled to have Tara Burgess with me. Tara was just recently selected as our next executive director here at the Children's Attention Home. And she has been with the home for 10 years and has done a tremendous amount of work and projects and just been a real integral part of our leadership team. And so just to have worked with her as a peer, but then to see her now in leadership here at the home, we're thrilled. Very excited.
Welcome, Tara. We're glad that you're still a part of the Rock Hill community. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So thanks for having me today.
No problem.
I have been with the home, like you said, for about 10 years. Prior to that, I actually started my professional career in education before switching over to business. I had been a paralegal for a number of years. And after a relocation to the Rock Hill community, I started at the home as a volunteer, and I have been privileged to be there ever since.
What are some of the roles that you have had at the Children's Attention Home?
Oh, my Lord. There are so many.
You wear lots of hats, but.
I've actually had 8 different positions, and it's one of the things I love to highlight about working at the home is that there's so much growth potential. I actually started out in the administrative area when, as a part-time individual, when my children were young. I have done grant development. I have done operations, finance, pretty much everything outside of direct residential care is pretty much the only role I have never had. But I do have the opportunity to work very much in that area now, very closely with our program director and our residential services manager.
Again, we're speaking with Tara Burgess, who is the new executive director of the Children's Attention Home. For our listeners who might not be familiar with the home, explain what the Children's Attention Home is and what you do. I know it's evolved a lot in the past couple of years.
Sure. So the mission of the Children's Attention Home is to provide nurturing care for children and family in needs in our community. And I absolutely just messed that up, but that's okay. We're going to keep going. but we work with children who are involved in the foster care service and their families. So it includes family engagement, making sure that we're maintaining connections when it's healthy and appropriate to do so, helping our children learn independent living skills, preparing them for the future, making sure they're safe and in a stable environment, pursuing education or whatever their particular path looks like.
What are the ages of the children at the home?
So primarily teenagers these days. So a lot of people, especially if they've been involved with the home over a number of years, may picture children, like young children. And really since about the pandemic, even before that, we were seeing a shift to, we were serving more teenagers. But really since the pandemic, we've primarily served teens, 13 and older, up to age 20. They can stay with us up till their 21st birthday. And so like Tara said, with this age group, we're really focusing on how do we make sure when they come to us that we're providing them with the connections, the resources, and the services that are going to help them be successful for the long term. They're staying with us longer now. We are providing services that expand beyond just what we used to in terms of foster care services. We now have more we now have kids that are coming to us with more significant mental health care needs or have been in foster care longer, have presented that they need more support because of the trauma that they've been through. Some of our kids have been through 20 placements or more, a placement being a place that they have lived. And so if you can imagine as a young person how that would change how you see the world and how you see adults and how you see what your opportunities are, our goal when they come to us, regardless of if it's their first time in foster care or it's their 20th placement, is we're making sure that they're given that environment and the resources and the care, that nurturing care, to make sure that they can see those steps forward for themselves and helping equip them to do that. So it's not just about what are we doing for them, but how are we walking alongside them so that they are doing it, so that they can stand on their own 2 feet when they leave us.
And statistics are showing, I mean, as sad as this is, that it's definitely harder the older the child gets for mm-hmm. them to find permanent placement. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Definitely. And that's part of the family engagement that Tara was talking about is for many of our kids, they're engaged with their families. It may be an aunt and uncle, it may be mom or dad or a sibling. But one of the things over the last, I would say, 4 years that we've really focused in on is how do we support the state because really the caseworkers were doing a lot of the family engagement. How do we step in and make sure that we're helping facilitate those relationships? We're with them every day. You know, caseworkers that have 30 plus kids on their caseload, it's very difficult for them to kind of focus in sometimes, especially when their kids are spread across the state. Whereas we have them day to day and we get to know them, and we, and now in some cases we get to know their families, and they may come on site and visit, or we may facilitate phone calls or video calls, but helping them keep those family connections, because it can be so hard when they're out of the day to day with their families, and then they may be placed back with them. There's a good chance for many of our kids that they may go back home,
which is the goal.
And so we want to make sure that that can be a smooth transition and that it's not jarring because I've been absent for so long, but they've maintained that communication and that connection.
Well, the home, of course, cannot run without partnerships within the community. And
absolutely.
So you have two events coming up that you would like to invite the community or business partners to come to. The first being a spring open house.
Yes. So our spring open house is this Friday. So we're super excited. It'll be from 9 to 1 on Friday. And you don't have to RSVP, but if you want to let us know you're coming, all the information's on our website, but it's at our main campus. attentionhome.org/events. You can find all the information about the open house, as well as our youth mental health first aid event happening on Monday. The registration deadline for that is Thursday. So this month is Foster Care Awareness Month and Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we wanted to bring an educational opportunity to the community. And we're actually doing this one in partnership with NAMI, which we're pretty excited about. And we have
love Robert White.
Yes, yes. And we have Kate Brunelson as the trainer that's going to be coming out to help facilitate this with us. But we have a few spots left, so encourage you to sign up early. Well, as early as before Thursday. But it really is a great training to help people understand and kind of get a surface level view of, here's some of the challenges that youth are facing with their mental health today. Here's how you approach it from a first aid standpoint, right? This is not how you diagnose. This is not how you treat, but this is, how do I recognize that something's going on that I need to get this person help? Just like you would for physical first aid. If somebody's bleeding, you're not going to just sit there and do nothing about it, right? So this is from the mental health side of things. How do you address that? What do you do? So again, it's a great training, and we're excited to have Kate with us to help us bring that training to the community on Monday.
Is there any cost involved in that training?
No, so this is a free training. Lunch is included. There'll be drinks and snacks and everything, so you should be good to go. It is all day, so it is from 9 to 5. But again, it's a wonderful course that you really walk away learning a lot. I remember the first time I went through it, and after even having not personal experience, but like family experience with individuals who had mental health challenges, it really gave me a different perspective on what they're walking through every day, you know, and just how do you hold space for somebody? How do you have grace and compassion when you can't see something, but it's definitely there? And how do you make sure that they're best supported? So
is this training something that the community would need to be able to volunteer at the Children's Attention Home, or is this more just to raise awareness and then to take it out and be able to deal with other kids and other scenarios?
I'd say it's widely applicable. It's certainly helpful if you're volunteering directly with our kids, but it really will help you regardless of where you are, because mental health is not just concentrated to a specific experience or population. We see now just the breadth of just the number of ways that mental health is popping up, not just in a specific category, but with all of our kids, because of social media, because of all the different influences that are in their lives today. And so I think it's helpful just for anybody who's going to be working with kids, truthfully. Mm-hmm. This would be a good training for them to attend.
And remind people where to go one more time.
Yes,
if
you go to
any information for either one of the events.
Absolutely. So attentionhome.org/events is where you're going to find all the event information. But also, if you're just looking for ways to support the home, get involved, sign up for our emails. Half of our support comes from private contributions from the community. And so if you're interested in getting involved, we would love to talk with you about that.
All right. So the spring open house is this coming Friday.
Yep.
That's May 9th.
Yes.
And then the youth mental health first aid training is
Monday,
on
May
Monday,
12th.
May the 12th.
Yep.
All right. Again, Tara Burgess, who is the new executive director of the Children's Attention Home, and Katie Motzinger, of course, director of development and marketing. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank
Ashley.
You.